Lawmakers in Congress are reintroducing legislation to ban human cloning. The move gained new momentum amid the controversy over claims by the group CloneAid that it had cloned a human baby born last month. Last year, the House of Representatives approved legislation banning human cloning. However, the Senate failed to act. In the new 108th Congress, Florida Congressman Dave Weldon is again leading the effort to get a bill banning human cloning in the United States to President Bush for signature. At a Capitol Hill news conference, Mr. Weldon referred to claims by CloneAid, which has so far failed to offer proof or say when DNA testing might occur. He says these claims and work by others makes it imperative that Congress act.
There are other individuals such as Severino Antinori in Italy, as well as other researchers in the United States claiming that they are attempting to move forward on human cloning in an attempt to produce a cloned human being. Therefore, my colleagues and I feel very, very strongly that we need to move forward again in an attempt to make this illegal in the United States.
Calling cloning unethical and unnecessary, Congressman Weldon is also critical of therapeutic cloning, about which until recently there has been as much controversy.
Using embryo stem cells has never been shown to be possible and successful, not only in humans, but there isn't even a good animal model of this. And therefore, I find it deceptive and misleading for people to try to claim that we need to allow embryo cloning to move forward because of this promise of therapeutic cloning.
Among the 80 or so lawmakers co-sponsoring Mr. Weldon's legislation is Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak.
If we allow this research to go forward unchecked, what will be next? Unchecked research. What does it mean? That once human cloning is considered safe, we'll then allow parents to choose the color of the hair of their child or the eyes that the child may have? Would we allow science to manufacture children with greater intelligence into pursuit of the perfected human being or the human race?
Although many lawmakers supporting a cloning ban are so-called social conservatives and pro-life, Congressman Stupak and Weldon point out that many pro-choice lawmakers also oppose cloning. Mr. Weldon also says his legislation will not, as opponents of a ban have said, stifle research and scientific progress. He notes that his bill allows animal, tissue, and DNA cloning and stem cell research on existing human embryos. When it comes to human cloning, however, he says scientists cannot have a free pass to research when so little is known about the consequences of cloning on animals. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.